B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for What's Brewing with Jen.
All right. We're going to start with the Miami Heat today.
Yay.
Woo! Evidently, the Miami Heat's locker room playlist is quite wild and eclectic. It's all controlled by Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, DJ Jimmy Butler. I'm seeing articles about this. I didn't read them because I'm in protest.
Oh, do you not want me to do the story then?
No, I mean, it's your story. It's your story.
So, it includes a lot of Nickelback, which I found surprising.
I did not see that coming from Jimmy.
I didn't either.
I thought country.
He's a huge country fan, right? So I knew that there would be country involved. He's evidently a big Morgan Wallen fan. Nickelback, Miley.
Wallen's not a fan of him.
No. Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, and Rick Ross are a few of these.
And Rosé?
Yep.
He goes from Morgan Wallen to Rosé. It's such a weird combination.
It is very, very strange. Evidently, he picks the songs specifically for the lyrics and what they mean and all this kind of stuff. And he has
Nickelback.
Especially with Nickelback. The article I read today was especially about Nickelback's
lyrics. He's trolling. And the writer bought it. Like, he's trolling, and the writer believed it.
Well, no, because then Then some of his teammates are trolling along with him because he had quotes from his teammates saying that they then listened to Nickelback.
No, but see, Duncan Robinson probably likes Nickelback.
What I'm saying is...
That's probably
right,
true.
Right, Duncan Robinson goes to Strusa like, oh my God, this is great.
But they did also say that they've... That they have been opened, their eyes have been opened, their ears have been opened to new music that they probably never would have heard had it not been for DJ Jimmy Butler. And his little playlist in the locker room.
I'm pulling for Jimmy at this point.
I am too. I'm a Jimmy Butler fan.
I just don't want Jokic to win.
I'm not a Jimmy Butler fan.
Yeah, you're anti-Jimmy.
Because he insists upon himself.
I know.
I don't like Jimmy Butler the same reason I don't like Anne Hathaway. They both insist upon themselves. Reese Witherspoon mixes in the insisting, too.
Insisters.
You're just insisting upon yourself.
If you're an insister, do not plan on being Tyrone's friend. It's
but
not
would you
going
rather
to
watch Jokic win?
Yes.
Okay.
I would not.
I'm going Team Jimmy here.
Me too. All right, we're going to stick with
You guys go ahead and listen to a Nickelback fan.
I'm going.
Now all of a sudden, he's in there playing at the parade, and you guys will... Yeah.
After they sweep tonight, I'll be making sure I ride into the studio tomorrow just blasting over the Walt Whitman.
Little Nickelback?
Nickelback.
Okay.
Windows down.
I'm not going to do that. But sticking with the music, Mac Jones, who of course is the New England Patriots quarterback, was spotted at the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour over the weekend at Gillette Stadium. Is it any surprise that Mac Jones is a Swiftie?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Nope.
He literally defines the look.
Was he at the pouring rain one?
This was this past weekend. I'm not sure.
Well, I think she was there twice. If one of them was just
I think it was three
horrible
nights.
Horrible rain.
I'm not sure. The picture didn't look like it because he and his girlfriend were there. Sophie Scott is his girlfriend's name. They were taking some pictures. He even posted a TikTok video of Taylor Swift doing her song Cardigan during the concert.
That dude Belichick couldn't lead me nowhere.
I was going to say, you think Belichick shoots him a text? Like, yo, dude, come on, bro.
What's her name? That.
Sophie? Sophie Scott or Sophia Scott?
How's she looking?
Sophie Scott. She was cute.
You doing the research here, Ty?
Yeah.
Sophie Scott?
I'm saying she made him go.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. He didn't want to go.
Well, he posted the TikTok on
his
TikTok.
She told him to. I'm looking. She's the fan.
She looks good, though.
So, yeah, she's cute. I think he's a fan.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She's 17.
Do the math.
Borderline for
There's
me to be commenting on.
She's only 17.
Do the math.
She's not 17.
I'm saying she looks a little too close for me to comment at my age.
Right.
I'm looking at her and go, where's your mama at?
Right.
What's up with your mama? What's up with her? Like, that's what I was saying. Sophie, where your mama at? She coming?
Where's your mama?
Oh, yeah. She's in the car. Let me go help her with the bags.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Swifty. Anyway, we're going to have to talk about Taylor Swift pretty soon. And not today. Apparently, that boyfriend.
She's 22.
Oh, he's a mess.
Born in 1999.
See what I'm saying? I knew I was right. My instincts were right. It felt a little too close for me to be commenting until I get some age verification.
I'm 28. I'm gross.
Where your mom at? But her mom.
That's a different story.
That's right. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour coming up. And we're going to pick Ricky Bo's brain a little bit at the start of the 5 o'clock hour. That could go like a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it could.
So you don't want to miss it here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.